This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well done, Hannah Barrett. Hannah just gave us a beautiful a cappella rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Good job, Hannah Barrett. And, you know, high school sports is a lot, is about a lot of different things. I told you about Pena, how after games they have the kids come and clean up the trash out of the stands. That's awesome. Just saw another really heartwarming moment. Corin Stewart, Aaron Seal were lined up for the national anthem with their teammates. There's an older gentleman at the other end of the floor in a wheelchair who is trying to stand for the national anthem. Corin Stewart, Aaron Seal sprinted over, helped the gentleman out of his wheelchair, and then stood by his side during the national anthem. So that is well done, Corin Stewart and Aaron Seal. Let's set the starting lineups for the ball game tonight. First for the visitors, the Cavvies of Carthendale, head coach Darren Deneve in his 14th year, assisted by Renee Young, John Rios, and Elizabeth Kelly. Tonight, the Cavvies roll with Corin Stewart, a 5'7 senior, Aaron Seal, a 5'5 junior, Jill Staten, a 5'8 sophomore, Elise Baker, a 5'10 senior, and Sarah Deneve, a 5'10 senior. Stewart, Seal, Staten, Baker, and Deneve for Carthendale. Gracie Rios out. She is sick tonight and will not play. For the Miners of Gillespie, head coach Kevin Gray in his 12th year, assisted by Christina Blevins. For Gillespie tonight, it will be Hannah Barrett, a 5'4 junior, Shelby Taylor, a 5'4 junior, Mackenzie Mix, a 5'10 senior, Sydney Byers, a 5'11 junior, and Keaton Link, a 5'10 junior. For the Miners, Barrett, Taylor, Mix, Byers, and Link. Gillespie enters 12-10, 2-3 in conference play. Carthendale's 21-3 overall, 4-2 in league play as the Gillespie Miners come now and tossing goodie bags up to the Coal Mine Crazies here at Gillespie. So that'll be much appreciated from the student section here tonight. Carthendale will be in the road blue uniforms. Carthendale in red lettering across the front. White numerals for Gillespie in the home whites, trimmed in the orange and the black. Lady Miners in orange lettering across the front for Gillespie. Should be a lot of fun here tonight. The first meeting of the year went to overtime between the Cavvies and the Miners. We'll see what happens here tonight in the conference matchup. And this is a must game for Carthendale if they want to have any chance at a portion of the South Central Conference title. They've got two losses along with Hillsboro, Pena, and Greenville, both with one loss each in conference play. Staten to jump for the Cavvies. Mix for the Miners. Staten wins the tap, and Carthendale will get it to start. They are shorthanded tonight. Gracie Reels out with an illness. Haley Wills out with an ankle injury. She's on crutches over on the Carthendale bench. Here's Stewart left alone. She'll fire for three and knock it down. Corin Stewart, and that's how the ball game starts here tonight. She wasn't going to shoot. The defense sagged off, and Stewart said, "Eh, what the heck, I'll fire it up," and she puts it home. Here's Barrett, back door to Taylor. Shelby right underneath, lays it up and in. So a good offensive start for both clubs here. 3-2, Carthendale leads just underway opening quarter. Here's Stewart across the timeline in the corner with Sarah Deneve. Deneve on the attack, contact, no whistle, gets the shot up but comes up short, rebound down to Mix. Leaves it off for Shelby Taylor. Man-to-man defense for the Cavvies. There will not be many substitutions on the Carthendale side tonight. They are shorthanded. Here's Mix making the catch at the left elbow. In the corner it goes with Taylor. Skip pass to Byers. A step in front of the arc. Back up top to Taylor. Right wing now with Keaton Link. Link wants to drive the baseline. Cut off there, and she traveled. She lost her balance on her spin move, and that resulted in the extra step and the traveling violation. Emily Schmidt still out with mono. She hasn't played since January 6th. Hopeful is Emily. She can be back in a short amount of time. Still has not been cleared by the doctors. Here's Deneve on the left wing with Staten. Jill gets to the foul line. Bounce pass to Baker. Turned over. Good idea from Jill. Nope, it was tipped by Gillespie. It'll stay with Carthendale. Good idea from Staten there. Baker did not take a step towards the basket. Otherwise, she would have had an easy bucket. 6:37, first quarter. Carthendale ball on the baseline. Stewart looking. Bounce pass, and it goes to Baker. Off to Staten on the left wing. Jill, dribble drive off the window. It's good for Jill. Staten has her first bucket. That makes it 5-2 Carthendale, 6:25 to play for the opening quarter. girls South Central Conference basketball here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Early start here tonight. The JV game was just 2 8-minute quarters. Byers, high post, kicks to Mix in the corner, way too strong, amped up on senior night. Rebound down to Seal. Aaron wants to push down the left side of the floor, way too strong on the layup. Good contest by Shelby Taylor. Here come the Miners into the front court. 5-2 Carthenville, 5:50 for the opening quarter. Here's Link, long deuce out of the corner, no. Offensive rebound to Byers, no. And the rebound down to Seal for the Cavaliers. Link and Staten collide into each other in the backcourt, and they're going to get Keaton Link. She just trucked Jill Staten right there. Looked like a fullback. First foul of the game on Gillespie goes to Keaton Link. 5-2, Cavies lead. They have the basketball. 5:40 for the first quarter. In the backcourt with Jill Staten. Across the timeline she comes. Checked by Barrett and the Gillespie man-to-man. Here's Deneve, baseline J, yes, for Sarah Deneve. She rattles it down, her first bucket. Carthenville shooting well early, up 7-2. Gillespie ball, 5:20 first quarter. Here comes Barrett across the timeline. Hannah Barrett works back left side now. Back door to Link, off the window. It's good for Keaton Link. Good two-man offense there between Barrett and Link. Gillespie's been able to go back door successfully a couple times here in the early stages. 3 minutes played, ball game. 7-4 Carthenville out front with Corin Stewart. Bounced it once right back to Staten. Gillespie looks like they're in a zone piece. Staten has her pocket picked by Taylor. Shelby lost the handle on the way down and loses it out of bounds. The second Gillespie turnover. Good hustle by Staten to get back and force the turnover. 4 minutes, 50 seconds for the opening quarter. Fighting Illini basketball on 105.3 The Ox right now, hosting Minnesota. Win by the Illini tonight. They're back in first place in the Big Ten. Staten loses the handle, tied up by Barrett. And on the arrow, it'll be Gillespie ball. Second turnover on the Cavaliers. Two straight possessions. They were able to jar the ball loose from Staten. Here at the Pit in Gillespie, one of the great venues around. Little more spacious now as Taylor fires for three, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Shelby. Her follow is good from 8 feet. Shelby Taylor has 4 points early for Gillespie. 7-6, Carthenville leads. Of course, when they had the bleachers on the other end of the gymnasium as well, you really felt closed off. They had the old restraining line back in here as Stewart's three is no good. And the rebound down to Taylor, and she's fouled. They will get the personal on Jill Staten. That is her first, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 4:10, first quarter. Carthenville leads Gillespie 7-6. We're back to the Pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Carthenville timeout, Miners bring it into the front court. They trail 7-6, have not led yet tonight. Grace Bertolino has checked in, 5-4 junior for the Miners. Down to Byers, left-hand finish won't go. Ball tapped around, out of bounds off of Gillespie. Halfway through quarter number one, 7-6, Carthenville leads. Cavies have the basketball with Corin Stewart in the backcourt. Taylor meets her at midcourt. Now right back to Stewart off the pass from Staten and a travel on Stewart. Third Cavie turnover. 3 minutes, 44 seconds for the first quarter of play. Here comes Shelby Taylor. Staten will pick her up in the Carthenville half-court man-to-man. Taylor works to the right wing. Now she gets a ball screen from Byers, top of the key. In the left corner it goes with McKenzie Mix. McKenzie across the floor, pass tipped, stolen. Picked up by Seal. Aaron Seal down the left side, blocked by Byers, pulled down by Mix. Outlet to Bertolino. Lead pass for Keaton Link. Link drives baseline, spins back middle, and she's going to be called for steps. Fourth Gillespie turnover. That was a nice move by Keaton Link, but whistled for the travel. We approach the 3 minute mark of quarter number one. Stewart bounced past the Staten into the front court. And Jill traveled. That was an unforced turnover right there. She just did not get stopped in time and took that extra step before she passed the ball into the corner. Fourth Carthenville turnover. Taylor comes across midcourt. The big orange basketball in the center jump circle here at the pit in Gillespie. Sealed into the passing lane, deflects that out. It'll stay with the Miners. They will throw it in right at the end of the Carlin DeVille bench. Seal to guard the inbounder. That is Bertolino. She gets it out near midcourt to Keaton Link. Link leaves it for Taylor, right side of the key. Shelby Taylor gets a screen from Byers. Bounce pass to Mix in the middle of the lane. Goes right through her legs. Turned over. Fifth turnover. That was a tough catch for Mix. At 5'10", she had to really bend down to try to corral that basketball. Into the hands of Staten out at midcourt. Here's Jill Staten. Leaves it in the corner for Stewart. She wants the three. Missed it. Rebound down to Keaton Link. Off to Shelby Taylor. She wants to push. Lead pass to Bertolino. Off the window. It's good for Grace Bertolino. And the Miners have their first lead of the night. 8-7. 2-10 first quarter. A 6-0 run here for Gillespie. Staten crosses over to the right elbow. Leaves it for Seal. 4-3. Yes. Aaron Seal knocks down the triple. Second three of the quarter for Carlinville. First points of the ball game for Seal. And just like that, the Cavies back in front. 10-8. A minute 50 for quarter number one. Taylor bouncing out near midcourt. 1-4 high for the Miners. Mix has it now way out on the left wing. Across the floor to Taylor on the right wing. Down on the right block to Link. Keaton, left hand, no. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Stewart, and a foul on McKenzie Mix with the reach-in. That'll be the first on Mix. Substitutions now for the Miners. Madison Niemeyer checks in, a 5'8 sophomore. Also, Michaela Hayes into the action, a 5'7 junior. Senior night for Gillespie with just two seniors, McKenzie Mix and then Emily Schmidt, but Schmidt's out with mono. Here's Seal. Between the circles with Staten on the left wing with Deneve. Sarah Deneve back to Corin Stewart. Cut off the baseline there nicely by Niemeyer. Into the hands of Seal. Spinning. Gets into the middle of the lane. Bank shot too strong. Rebound tapped around. Link had it. Lost it. Tipped right to Mix. Here come the Miners. 70 seconds for the first quarter. Lead pass to Bertolino. She saves it going out of bounds. Counted to the foul for Keaton Link. Four for Link. We are tied at 10. Great play by Grace Bertolino. The lead pass took her right out of bounds, and she was under the hoop. Threw it underhand off her hip right to Link, and she's got a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul went on Deneve, her first. Free throw no good. And the rebound picked up underneath by Baker. Has it ripped free. Now released to the floor with Mix. We'll get a jump ball. And the Cavies will have it on the arrow. Two team fouls on both Carlinville and Gillespie here. Across the timeline comes Stewart, right wing, with Aaron Seal. 50 seconds, first quarter, tied at 10. Here's Deneve on the left wing with Stewart. Corin Stewart finds Staten. Jill, she wants the three. Rimmed out the three. And on the rebound, we've got a foul on Gillespie. Third foul on the Miners, and it will go on McKenzie Mix. That's going to be her second. 40 seconds for the first quarter. Baseline out of bounds for Carlinville. Stewart lobs to Deneve, makes the catch at the right elbow. Knocked loose by Link. We're going to get a jump ball, and this time Gillespie will have it on the alternate possession arrow. That'll be the fifth turnover on Carlinville. Miners very active with their hands defensively here in the opening quarter of play. Ball was put in play, but Jill Staten tying her left sneaker at midcourt, so they'll blow the whistle, pull the ball back, and we'll re-trigger. Half a minute, first quarter. 10-10 our score. Gillespie has the basketball. Here's Bertolino. Left wing. High post now with Keaton Link. She will turn and face on Deneve. Leaves it for Mix on the baseline with Hayes. Down on the block to Link. Draws a triple team. Kicks out to Hayes. Michaela, dribble drive. That's a bad pass. Tipped, stolen by Elise Baker. 10 seconds for the quarter. Cavies have the ball. Jill Staten across the timeline. Left wing with Stewart. Open. 4-3. Missed it. All of it. Saved by Baker. No, she's out of bounds. 1.8 for the first quarter. It'll be Gillespie ball. They must go the length of the floor. And it goes the length, and they will hold it and let the quarter run out. After 8 minutes here at the pit, it is Gillespie 10, Carthenville 10. You're listening to Girls South Central Conference Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Pit in Gillespie. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on FM 106. Tied at 10 as we start the second quarter. Carthenville gets the ball. Gillespie closed the quarter on an 8-3 run. Staten, Stewart, Deneve, Baker, and Seal for the Cavaliers as they turn it over out of the gate. Here comes Madison Niemeyer. Down low it goes, and we got a travel before the foul. That will be the seventh turnover on Gillespie. Miners have Niemeyer, Mix, Link, Bertolino, and Hayes on the floor. A night where Carthenville has no depth with a couple of injuries and an illness. Gillespie has all sorts of depth, even without Emily Schmidt. Now, Emily Schmidt, a very key cog to this Gillespie wheel here. They have not been quite the same since she went out with the mono. Here's Stewart. Leaves it up top for Seal. High post to Baker. On the right wing with Staten. Skip pass to Stewart. Ball fakes the three. Drives baseline. Floats it up. No. Rebound down to Lincoln. She's fouled. Third team foul. They're going to get Sarah Deneve. That is her second personal foul. And in a normal spot, we might see a substitution from Darren Deneve, but that is not going to be the norm here tonight for the Cavaliers. Reels out with an illness. Wills out with an ankle injury. Down on the right block, off the window, it's good for McKenzie Mix, and Gillespie back in front, 12-10. They led briefly in that first quarter, and I do mean briefly. They took the lead. Cavies came down and drilled the three. It went right back in front. Here's Seal on the attack, around and down for Aaron Seal. That was a nice three-dribble pull-up off the right baseline. Tied at a dozen. 6:35 first half. Here comes Keaton Link across the floor with Grace Bertolino. Dumps it in the corner with Madison Niemeyer. Niemeyer across the floor with Hayes. In the corner it goes to Bertolino. On the right block, Mix draws a crowd off the window, a little bit strong. Ball is back tapped and out of bounds off of Sarah Deneve. It'll be Gillespie ball. Substitutions at the table. Hannah Barrett, Shelby Taylor returning for the Miners. Bertolino and Hayes out. Byers back on the floor now. And Keaton Link will get a breather. In the front court, the Miners get it in with Shelby Taylor. Taylor between the circles. Carnival sitting. That ball's tipped by Stewart. Right back to Taylor. Rises from 14, left it short, and the rebound down to Elise Baker. Cavies are really packing it in the paint on that possession. Down to Stewart. Quick trigger three. Fouled on the release. Three free throws for Corin Stewart. The foul will go on Madison Niemeyer. Her first, team's fourth. Three tosses for the 5'7 senior, Corin Stewart. 3 points tonight for Corin. Toss is no good, too strong. Exactly 6 minutes for the first half. 12-12 our score. Second free throw for Corin is off the heel, hits the rim three times and goes down. Four for Stewart. You can't touch much more iron than that and still have a go in. The first bounce took it up over the top of the backboard in terms of the height. That one's too strong, no good. Stewart gets one out of three. That one she made hit straight up the heel, bounced as high as the backboard, came down, hit the left rim once, left rim twice, and went home. 13-12 Cavies, 5:45 for the first half. Barrett out front, bad pass, tipped by Seal, but she can't corral it, and we're going to get a foul on Gillespie. They'll get Niemeyer. That'll be Madison's second, team's fifth. That was one of those hustle fouls right there, going for the loose ball. Coaches don't mind those. Keaton Link right back to the table. She's going to check in, and she will replace Niemeyer. Carthenville ball in the front court. Cavies get it in with Corin Stewart. Right back to Jill Staten. Staten in the corner with Seal. Right back to Staten. Top of the key with Deneve. Sarah skips it in the corner. With Seal drives the baseline, but she shuffled her feet. Seventh Carthenville turnover. Seven turnovers on both teams, and I bet half of them for each have been travels. Clock running, 5:25 first half. Here's Shelby Taylor into the front court. Carthenville in a little 2-3 zone piece here. Is Mix turns, hits from 16. No hesitation from McKenzie. She has four. Gillespie back in front, 14-13. This feels a lot like the first matchup of the year that went to overtime. Here's Seal. Top of the key with Staten. Jill Staten leaves it for Sarah Deneve. Sarah Deneve leaves it back now. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul as that's going to go on the Miners with 4:55 to play in the first half. Jill Staten at the free throw line for the Cavaliers. Staten's toss is off the mark, no good. Now all of a sudden, Carlinville just 1 out of 4 from the foul line. 4:57 for the first half. Free throw for Jill. That one's off the mark, no good. Cavi just 1 of 5 from the foul line, but the offensive rebound to Carlinville. Staten attacks down to Deneve. That's blocked out of there. It's going to be last touch by Gillespie. And Carlinville will maintain possession on the baseline. We had a slight technical glitch a moment ago, but we're back here live at the pit in Gillespie on your Thursday night. Into the hands of Corin Stewart. Leaves it back now for Staten. Jill, dribble drive back to Corin. Top of the key, 4-3. Missed it off to the right. And on the rebound, we've got a push and a foul. And it will go on Carlinville. They will get Sarah Deneve with her third. And that is a big concern for the Cavaliers and head coach Darren Deneve. Not many substitutions to be had tonight for the Cavaliers. They are shorthanded, and Sarah Deneve has 3 fouls in the first half, and she stays on the floor. Here's Taylor on the baseline. Mix, yes, for Mackenzie Mix. Mix having a good ball game on senior night. She has 6. And it's 16-13 Gillespie. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. Here's Jill Staten. Leaves it for Corin Stewart. Check that, Aaron Seal. Back to Staten. Bounce pass to Stewart, and she's going to be called for steps. Again, she shuffled her feet on the pump fake. 8th Cavi turnover. Deneve will check out now. Madison Wheaties checks in, 6-foot junior. Halfway through quarter number 2. Gillespie up by 3 with the ball. Stewart tips that. Staten cannot save it from going out of play. And it will stay with the Miners. Keaton Link gets it in to Hannah Barrett. Hannah Barrett between the circles. Back to Shelby Taylor now at the volleyball spike line. Here's Mix, fires from 14. No, Wheaties hits the ground and she's hurt. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. She just checked in a few moments ago and she is down and in pain in the center of the lane. Oh, no. 3:41 for the first half and we have an injured Cavalier on the floor. Gillespie leading 16-13. We'll come back to the pit following these messages on WSMI. Madison Wheaties helped off the floor. She was only on the floor for about 15 seconds. So Sarah Deneve checks right back in with those 3 personal fouls. We've got a jump ball here, and on the arrow, it'll go over to Gillespie. So that'll wind up as the 9th turnover for Carlinville. Bertolino back, Barrett out for the Miners. Can Sarah Deneve play the rest of the half without picking up her 4th foul? She's on the top of the 2-3 right now. Bad pass by Taylor. Stolen easily by Stewart. Corin Stewart. Bounce pass. The seal off the window. It's good. 7 for Aaron Seal. That cuts the Gillespie lead down to 1. 16-15. 3 minutes first half. Shelby Taylor leaves it off for Keaton Link. Between the circles with Bertolino. Back to Taylor now. Shelby Taylor dumps it on the block to Link. Left it short. Gets a rebound back. Follow rattles down for Keaton Link. She has 6 and the lead back to 3 for the Miners. 18-15 our score. Carlinville has the ball. Clock running 2:40 first half. Here's Seal. Off it goes to Staten. Jill Staten, right side of the key, now pulls it back beyond the volleyball spike line. She wants to reattack now. Gets all the way to the rim, off the window. It's good for Jill Staten. She has 4. And with that, Kevin Gray wants a timeout. 2:26-4, the first half. It is Gillespie 18, Carlinville 17. Back to the pit following these messages on WSMI. Following the Gillespie timeout, here come the Miners. Mix from 18, no. Halfway down, kicked out on the rebound down to the Cavaliers. We approach the two-minute mark of the first half. One-point lead for Gillespie. Here's Stewart left wing on the baseline looking for Deneve. Tipped, stolen by Link. Good job by Keaton Link out there to get into that passing lane. 110 seconds first half. Here's Bertolino. Left wing with Michaela Hayes. Hayes into the left corner. Leaves it back now for Link. Here's Mix. 18-footer for McKenzie. Mix, yes. 8 for Mix all in the quarter. And she's knocking down long-range shots here in the half. 20-17 Gillespie. 90 seconds for the first half. Here's Staten. Attacks right side. And we got to travel before the bucket. 11th Carthenville turnover. And that was a travel. Good defense there by Gillespie, really forced that travel. As they got their hand on the basketball, that did not allow Staten to get the ball released, which led to the travel. Here's Hayes. Skip pass to Mix, and it goes out of bounds. McKenzie just took her eye off of that basketball. She was thinking about the play she was going to make before she caught it. 9th Gillespie turnover. 70 seconds, first half, 20-17. Gillespie with the lead. Carthenville has the ball. Here's Seal on the right wing. Back between the circles to Staten. Left wing with Deneve. Sarah Deneve leaves it for Stewart. Into the hands of Staten on the left wing. Jill leaves it for Stewart. Corrin drives baseline. Pulls up. Left it short from about 8 feet. And the rebound down to Bertolino. 50 seconds first half. A three-point lead for the Miners. They have the ball. Here's Mix on the left wing. McKenzie Mix. Top of the key. Here's Hayes. Corner pocket three. Yes, Michaela Hayes. Her first bucket. A right corner three. Biggest lead of the night for the Miners. 23-17. Half a minute first half. Bad pass. Tipped in the backcourt. Picked up by Staten. Hayes almost had the steal. Jill will stop. Pop from 18. Left it short. And the rebound down to Byers. Outlet with Bertolino. 15 seconds for the half. Gillespie can hold for the final shot. Miners lead by 6, looking for more. Mix off to Hayes in the corner with Bertolino. 5 seconds for the half. Hayes, middle of the lane to Link. Back to Bertolino, open for 3. Left it short, and that's the half. After two quarters here at the pit in Gillespie, the Miners lead Carthenville 23-17. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Just about set for the start of the third quarter here on your Thursday night, a big night in the South Central Conference. You've got Pena and Greenville both at 5-1 in the league. Pena is at Hillsboro, Greenville at Vandalia tonight. Carthenville and Hillsboro both 4-2 in league play. So this is a must game for Carthenville in every sense of the word if they want to continue to have a chance at any type of share of the conference championship. Already with 2 losses, they can ill afford to have a third. Carthenville gets the ball to start the second half. They trail by 6, 23-17. Deneve playing with 3 fouls, brings it across the head of the key, leaves it for Staten. Off to Stewart, left wing 3, yes, for Corrin Stewart. That's a good start for the Cavaliers out of the locker room. Cut that lead in half. It's 23-20, Gillespie. Miners have Taylor, Barrett, Byers, Mix, and Link on the floor. Cavaliers with Staten, Stewart, Seal, Deneve, and Baker. In the corner with McKenzie Mix. Feeds the right block to Sydney Byers, and she traveled. She shuffled her feet on the catch. 10th turnover on Gillespie. Corrin Stewart in the backcourt will jog into the front court. Leaves it off for Jill Staten. On the left wing with Sarah Deneve. Back to Staten. Jill Staten gets around Byers, left block all the way to the rim, blocked by Mix. McKenzie took a shot in the mouth. Ball's out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Cavaliers. McKenzie checking to make sure everything's still attached there. 7:07, third quarter. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavies. Into Stewart, off to Seal, left wing. Foul line with Deneve. Sarah Deneve bounced it once, picks it up, off to Seal. In the corner with Stewart. Corrin Stewart has it poked away, and it is off of Corrin out of bounds. It's Gillespie ball, a three-point minor lead, 6:59, quarter number 3. Cavies waiting their half court, man-to-man. Here comes Shelby Taylor into the front court on the left wing with Hannah Barrett. Hannah sang the national anthem tonight, and boy, did she do an amazing job. Here's Mix on the right wing. Leaves it on the baseline for Link. Down to Byers. Stripped over there. She's triple teamed. Going to get tied up. And on the air, it'll stay with the Miners. Stewart, Deneve, Baker all surrounded Byers on the catch. 6:37 for quarter number three. A three-point lead for Gillespie with six at the half. A three ball from Stewart to start play in the third quarter. Cut that lead down to three. And Sarah Deneve had to get that shoe retied. Dave Bishop said something humorous that made her laugh. Left wing with Mix. Top of the key now with Keaton Link. Here's Barrett on the right wing. Hannah Barrett back to Taylor between the circles. Guarded there by Seal. Dangerous pass stolen. That had no chance of getting through. Double teamed to the high post. Here comes Staten. Puts on the brakes. Rises up from just outside the paint and puts it home. Six for Jill Staten. That was not an easy shot. Contested well by Taylor. First 5 points of the half to Carthenville. The lead for Gillespie down to one. Here's Barrett at the free throw line. Cut off there. Left wing into the hands of Keaton Link. Link gets a ball screen from Byers off to Barrett. Hannah Barrett. Return pass to Link. Spins middle. Tough shot. Missed it. Good defense in there by the Cavies. Pulled down by Elise Baker. And Link, she is still in the backcourt. She is slow to get back on the play. Stewart's three is way short. Saved by Deneve. Picked up by the Miners. Now we're going to get an official timeout. Keaton Link has injured herself. She's favoring that right leg. I don't know, on that spin move, she must have got herself twisted around a bit awkwardly. That could have been a deal where when she made her spin, her foot might have stayed planted and the rest of her leg twisted around. So she's out. She's going to immediately take off the sneaker and make some adjustments. So she did something to her right foot. 5.5 minutes for the third quarter. Michaela Hayes is on the floor replacing Keaton Link. Here's Mix. Backdoor to Taylor. Tough catch, tough finish. No. And on the rebound, a foul on Taylor. But Shelby did all she could do to make that catch, and a tough reverse layup almost went down. Instead, it winds up being the second personal foul on Shelby Taylor. First foul of the half. 23-22, Gillespie with the lead. Carthenville has the ball. Corin Stewart into the front court, leaves it off for Jill Staten. 5-10, third quarter. Gillespie's in a bit of a zone piece here, almost a matchup zone, maybe some sort of box and one. I'm having a hard time telling, honestly. Staten in the right corner off to Stewart. Corin Stewart, that pass is kicked out of there. Exactly 5 minutes for the third quarter. A one-point Gillespie lead. Cavi ball, front court baseline. Jill Staten to throw it in. In the corner to Stewart. Off to Seal. Bad entry pass, but Deneve tracks it down on the right side of the floor. Sarah all the way under the hoop. Kicks to Stewart. Left wing with Seal. They swing it now to Staten. She wants the three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound tapped back to Aaron Seal. Cavies maintain. Down to Deneve. Her follow's good. Deneve has 4 points, and Carthenville back in front, 24-23. A 7-0 run to start the half for the Cavies. Here's Barrett into the front court. Left wing with McKenzie Mix being guarded by Staten. Jill almost jarred that ball loose. Right wing, Hannah Barrett. High above her head in surveys. Now she puts it on the floor, brings it back between the circles. Barrett with the right-hand bounce, dribble handoff to Sydney Byers. Whistles it down to Mix, way too strong, and the rebound down to Stewart. McKenzie, I think, anticipated contact that never arrived because she was in the right block, and she powered that thing off the other side of the backboard. Skip past Deneve into the hands of Staten. Into the hands of Seal now. She wants the three. Yes, for Aaron Seal. 10 points for Seal. A 10-0 run to start the quarter for Carthenville, and Kevin Gray needs a timeout. 3:50 for the third. It is Carthenville 27, Gillespie 23. Back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Gillespie timeout, Miners have the ball in the front court. All of a sudden down four. Here's Hayes out of the right corner. No. And on the rebound, a foul on Gillespie. McKenzie Mix over the back of Jill Staten. That'll be the third on McKenzie. Oh, a 10-0 run to start the quarter for Carthenville. They lead 27-23. Staten across the timeline on the pass from Stewart. Dangerous cross-court pass saved by Seal, but then she threw it away. 13th turnover. Aaron did a great job to come meet that basketball, saved it from the initial turnover, but then her pass to Staten was just behind Jill. Bounced hard off the sidewall here at Gillespie. Miners now with possession, trailing by four. They've yet to score in the quarter. Byers in the right wing, feeds it down to Mix. It's tipped out by Staten. Carthenville doing a much better job here in the second half of committing multiple bodies to McKenzie Mix. There's just not open post lanes right now for Gillespie. Mix bounces into Byers on the right block, gives it back to McKenzie. Byers reposts. Sydney is fouled. Good basketball there on the repost. And Sydney Byers will have a couple of free throws. The foul will go on Elise Baker. That is her first, team's first of the half. At the free throw line, the 5'11 junior Sydney Byers. The free throw is good. Hit the front rim, side rim, and drop down for Sydney. Her first point of the ball game. Second free throw, off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Deneve for the Cavies. Leaves it off for Staten. 27-24, Carthenville, 2:50, third quarter. Staten gets the foul line, cut off there. Leaves for Stewart, Corrin for three. Back rim too strong, offensive rebound, Staten. Leaves it for Stewart on the baseline. Corrin attacks, layup no. Challenged in there by Byers. Rebound down to Michaela Hayes for Gillespie. Into the front court with the pass to Bertolino. Grace Bertolino back to Michaela Hayes. Dumps it back to Shelby Taylor between the circles. Clock running 2:25, third quarter. A three-point Carthenville lead. The five-second count on Taylor. She gets it away just in time. Here's Byers in the left corner. Bertolino, that is a deep three, and she canned it. Holy smokes! Grace Bertolino, a step inside the volleyball spike line. No hesitation, canned it. 27-27, 2 minutes, third quarter. Wow. You don't see many made from out there. Seal for the answer, way too strong. Rebound saved by Stewart, but picked up off the floor by Bertolino. Now the Miners can retake the lead. Minute 50 for the quarter. Here's Hayes. Leaves off for Taylor, top of the key. Into the hands of Sydney Byers on the left wing. And she throws it away. She was looking for Bertolino, threw it behind Grace. The air brakes could not get activated quickly enough. 12th turnover on Gillespie, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 98 seconds to the third quarter. Gillespie and Carthenville tied at 27. Back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Out of the Carthenville timeout, Cavies have the ball. Staten top of the key, left wing with Deneve. Sarah puts it on the deck, left elbow cut off. Pivots around, Stewart in the left corner. Top of the key with Seal, right wing to Staten now. Down to the baseline to Deneve. Sarah attacks and draws the foul. Two free throws for Sarah Deneve. She picked up three fouls in the first half. And with Carthenville's shorthanded bench tonight, she stayed on the floor briefly, got subbed out for Madison Wheaties. Madison got hurt about 15 seconds later, and Sarah was back on the floor. That's the only substitution Carthenville has made tonight. Last at all of 15 seconds. Free throw for Deneve. Good. Gracie Reels is out sick. Haley Wills hurt her ankle in practice earlier this week. She's on crutches tonight. 28-27. Carthenville with the lead. Second free throw for Sarah Deneve. Good. Six for Sarah. 29-27. Carthenville after they trailed by six at the half. Started the third quarter on a 10-0 run. Here's Bertolino on the right wing. Across the floor with Michaela Hayes. Michaela dumps it in the corner to Taylor. Stolen by Seal. Aaron Seal being chased by Taylor, and she's fouled. Fouled hard. Shelby Taylor was not going to allow the layup there. Seal gets up, checking the checklets. I think she's all right. 61 seconds for the third quarter. The foul on Taylor is her third. Team's fourth. At the free throw line, the 5'5 junior, Aaron Seal. Free throw is no good, rolled out. Seal has 10 points on the night, couple of threes. This is her first trip to the free throw line. is for a three-point cushion, and she gets it. 11 for Seal, 30-27 Carthenville, final minute, third quarter. Taylor across the timeline. In the left corner, good job by Niemeyer to elevate and save that from going out of bounds. Now Madison spins baseline, cut off there, lost the bounce, pivots around, left it short, out of bounds. It'll belong to Carthenville. Cavie's got fortunate there. Niemeyer had picked up the dribble, and as she pivoted around, Carthenville went with her, and all of a sudden the basket was wide open. So when Niemeyer reverse pivoted, she had no Cavalier in front of her. She just left it short. 40 seconds, third quarter. A nine-point turnaround here in the third. From a six-point deficit to a three-point lead for the Cavies. Now they have the basketball. Half a minute for the third quarter. Aaron Seal out at the volleyball spike line, working on Hannah Barrett. Leaves it in the corner for Jill Staten. Jill spins baseline, cut off nicely by Niemeyer. Skip pass to Stewart out near midcourt. 18 seconds for the third. Bounce pass into the hands of Aaron Seal. Seal brings it back between the circles out near midcourt with 10. Picked up the dribble. She's in trouble now. Lazy pass. It's going to be stolen by the Miners. That is Niemeyer gets all the way to the rim. The layup is good for Madison Niemeyer. Her first bucket, and that's the quarter. That's a big bucket at the end of the third. After three, it is Carthenville 30, Gillespie 29. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Carthenville wins the third quarter 13-6. They lead by a point, 30-29, and have the basketball to start the money quarter. Now a palming violation on Jill Staten. That'll be the 15th turnover on Carthenville. We were tied at 10 after one. Gillespie won the second quarter 13-7. Cavies win the third quarter 13-6. First game went to overtime, and now a travel out front on Barrett. 14th minor turnover. Her initial pass was cut off, and that forced her to drag the pivot foot. We've seen a lot of traveling violations on both sides here tonight. 7:40 for the ball game, a one-point Carthenville lead. Looking for their 22nd win of the year, seventh in a row, and it would be 19 of their last 20. Here's Seal turning the corner, cut off, she traveled. And that time, Aaron, she just simply forgot which foot was her pivot foot. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. A one-point Cavie lead. Miners have the basketball with Hannah Baird into the front court. Hannah, 5'4", junior, leaves it off for Niemeyer. She drives the baseline, and she's blocked and fouled. Just the second team foul of the half on Carthenville, and they're going to get the personal foul on Elise Baker. That'll be her second. Baseline out of bounds for Gillespie. They line everybody up along the foul line. It'll be Keaton Link to throw in to Barrett. Right back to Link now, top of the key. Into the hands of Barrett on the left wing. Hannah Barrett brings it back between the circles. She'll keep the bounce alive. Left wing now with Niemeyer. On the left block to Link. Keaton makes the catch. Left hand finish, rattled out, no good. Gets her own rebound back, follow won't go. Another offensive rebound. It's Mix this time. She sticks it home. 10 for McKenzie Mix. Gillespie back in front, 31-30. Seal thought about the three, instead gives it back to Stewart. Corrin, a 15-foot runner, no. Rebound picked up by Deneve in the left corner. Sarah Deneve, her pass is tipped and stolen. 17th Carthenville turnover. Here comes Madison Niemeyer into the front court. Bounce pass to Barrett in the right corner. Hannah Barrett on the right wing with the left-hand bounce, brings it back between the circles. Works right side now in the corner to Bertolino for three. Got it again. Grace Bertolino with eight. That one a lot closer. That was more your typical three-point shot. Unlike the last one, she drilled from inside the volleyball spike line. And with that, Darren Deneve needs a timeout. 6:15 for the game. Gillespie now out in front, 34-30 over Carthenville. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. This has been a game of runs on both sides. And right now, Gillespie in the midst of one of those runs. They're up four. They led by six at the half, trailed by one after three. Now all of a sudden they're up four, 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Seal on the bounce, leaves it for Staten. Jill Staten feeds the post to Deneve, kicks to Stewart, open for three, and the lead, yes! Nope, actually cuts it down to one. Corrin Stewart has 10 points now on the three, makes it 34-33, 5:45 for the ball game. That ball jarred loose, stolen by Seal. Aaron Seal, one-on-two fast break. Stewart for three, this time for the lead. Yes! Corin Stewart, back-to-back triples. And just like that, it's Carlinville out in front, 36-34. First game was 37-32, Cavies in overtime. We're going to blow past that score here tonight in regulation. Bertolino, can she get it again? You betcha! Grace Bertolino knocks down her third triple of the half. She has 11. And Gillespie back in front, 37-36. 5:05 to play here at the pit in Gillespie. Corin Stewart kicks it to Seal. She'll try the three. Too strong. Rebound to Sarah Deneve. Took it away from Keaton Link. And then a foul on Link. Link thought she had Deneve blocked out, but a good job by Sarah to just kind of sidestep and pull down the rebound. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavies. Stewart to throw in. Gets it in left corner to Aaron Seal. Leaves it back for Staten. Jill pulls up from about 10, too strong. Rebound out of bounds off of Mix. It'll stay with Carlinville. 4:52 for the ball game. Sydney Byers at the table. She will check in, replacing Madison Niemeyer. The sharp shooting of Grace Bertolino has Gillespie out in front, 37-36. Stewart on the baseline needs to get it in. Looking. At the last moment, finds Staten in the left corner. Jill brings it to the left elbow. Stewart, she'll fire for three. This one's too strong. Goes over the top of the backboard, out of play. And it will be Gillespie ball with 4:44 to play. Both of these teams desperately want this ball game. 37-36 Gillespie. It's senior night for the Miners. And the Cavies still trying to have a chance potentially at a share of the South Central Championship. A whistle and foul on the Cavaliers. They'll get Staten and free throws for Hannah Barrett. Hannah has not scored tonight, the 5'4 junior. First free throw is no good. Gillespie now just one out of four from the free throw line. Carlinville's 4 of 9. That free throw too strong. Barrett missed the pair. Rebound tracked down by Sarah Deneve. A one-point Gillespie lead. Carlinville has the ball. Staten across the timeline. Cut off at the free throw line. Leaves it back for Deneve. Sarah bounced it once. Picked it up into the hands of Seal. Staten has it in the right corner. Gets a ball screen from Deneve. Now she'll work back the other way. Keeps the bounce alive on the right wing. Jill brings it across the head of the key. Now she turns the corner, but her pass is tipped and stolen. 18th Cavi turnover. Here's Bertolino. Lead pass to Link. Down to Byers. Too tall. Turned it over. 16th turnover, and we've got a foul on Gillespie. I think they're going to get McKenzie Mix with 3:59 to play in the game. Sixth team foul. Next one puts Carlinville at the line. It's the fourth personal on McKenzie Mix. Barrett out. Taylor returns for Gillespie. Miners leading by a point halfway through the money quarter, 37-36. Carlinville has the ball. Corin Stewart bouncing up the right sideline. Leaves it for Staten in the right corner. Jill Staten, now she puts it on the floor. Spins away from Taylor, gets to the right elbow on the baseline to Deneve. Sarah, one bounce high off the window. It's good for Deneve. She has 8. Cavies back in front, 38-37. Here comes Taylor into the front court, being guarded by Seal. Taylor down low, nice find to Hayes. It won't go home. Check that link, and it's going to be Carlinville ball. Might have been just a little bit too far under the basket there, so had to jump back towards the free throw line, and as a result, the shot would not go. A one-point Cavi lead. They have the basketball, 3:20 to play in the game. This would be a gutty win for the Cavaliers if they could get it, as shorthanded as they are here tonight. They've made just one substitution, and that substitution lasted only 15 seconds because the sub got hurt. Now Staten loses the basketball, 19 Carlinville turnovers. You wonder if fatigue will become a factor for the Cavies here in the final 3 minutes. Gillespie's been rotating their normal rotation of players here. Of course, without Emily Schmidt, but everybody else is in the rotation as normal for Gillespie. Link picked up the dribble, got in a bad spot and turned it over. Threw it right to Corin Stewart. 2:40 ball game. 38-37 Carlinville. They beat Gillespie in overtime in the championship game at the Carthenville Holiday Tournament back at the end of December. Cavies a one-point lead, working the clock now, 2.5 to play. Deneve down to Baker. Elise hit on the release. Free throws for Elise Baker. Also the seventh team foul, which means Gillespie's over the limit. They'll get Keaton Link with the personal. That is her third. Elise Baker has not scored tonight. Free throw is no good. Rattled out. Michaela Hayes returns for the Miners, replacing Link. Stays a one-point Carthenville lead. Baker's free throw is no good. Elise missed the pair. Rebound down to Gillespie. Here comes Taylor across the timeline for the Miners. Shelby Taylor on the left wing with Michaela Hayes. Michaela, top of the key, picked up the dribble, and she traveled. Well, we've seen a lot of that tonight, just the careless shuffling of the feet. There's been a number of times where the initial pass is cut off, and then the feet get shuffled. 2:11 for the game, and Kevin Gray wants a timeout. 38-37, Carthenville with the lead. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Gillespie timeout, Carthenville has the ball in a one-point lead. 38-37, 2 minutes for the ball game. This has been a back-and-forth battle. Deneve drives baseline, cut off there, leaves it off for Staten in the right corner. Back out near midcourt it goes to Corin Stewart. On the dribble, she spins away from Taylor. Now Taylor with the reach in and a foul on Shelby. That's her fourth. That was real close to being clean. One in bonus now for the Cavaliers. Clock will stop, 1:50 to play. Eighth team foul on the Miners. Just three fouls in the half on Carthenville. Stewart at the line. One of three tonight. Toss good. 14 points for Stewart. She had a couple of big threes early in the fourth quarter. The first one got the lead down to one. The second one gave him the lead. Second free throw here for Corin is good. She gets the pair. 15 points for Stewart. And we've got a delay of game warning on Carthenville as they touched the ball when it came through the net. Next time they do that, it'll be a technical foul. I don't suspect they will do it again. Must have been Sarah Deneve who did it because she was over talking to Dave Bishop getting the clarification. Good job by Mr. Bishop to provide the explanation. Here is Hayes on the right wing. 100 seconds ball game. 3-point lead for the Cavies. Bad pass. Byers deflected out off of Carthenville. For the Cavies, that was a halftime adjustment. They have been packing the paint much better here in the second half as Gillespie has not had easy entry passes to the post. Here's Hayes. Dumps it down to Taylor. Front of the rim, no. Contested by Baker. Rebound pulled down by Deneve. She lost it. And now a foul on Carthenville. 85 seconds left. It'll be Gillespie ball in the front court. They will get Seal on the personal. Fourth team foul on the Cavies. That's not so much a concern for Carthenville right now. Up three. Here's Bertolino. She's hit three triples in the half. Loses the handle out of bounds. Jill Staten forced that. She was right in the hip pocket that time of Bertolino on the catch. And then Grace lost the handle out of bounds. 80 seconds for the game. A three-point lead for Carthenville. They have the ball. Stewart in the corner with Baker. Gillespie's going to have to think about fouling. 70 seconds for the ball game. Seal out near midcourt between the circles. Leaves it off for Staten. Into the hands of Stewart now. Right back to Staten at the volleyball spike line. 55 seconds for the game. Gillespie's going to need to foul. I don't think Carthenville has any intention of shooting the basketball. And now the foul's given. Bertolino will foul Staten. And Jill Staten will be at the free throw line. Still one in bonus on the ninth team foul. Staten 6 points tonight. She is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Byers out. Link back in for the Miners. Big free throw here for Staten to make it a two-possession game with 50.7 seconds to play. Free throw is good. Holy cow. That thing touched a lot of the rim. It rattled around, hit left side rim, right side rim, and eventually went home. 41-37 Cavvies. That was a big toss. This free throw also good. 8 for Staten. 5-point lead for Carthage DeVille. Clock running, 45 seconds, and Kevin Gray needs a timeout. 47.3 seconds for the ball game. It is Carthage DeVille 42, Gillespie 37. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. 47 seconds left in the game. Gillespie down by 5. They have the ball. They need points, and they need them quickly. Doesn't need to be a 3 right now, but they do need to go. Hayes, top of the key with the mix. Down in the middle of the lane to Link. She's triple teamed, and we're going to get a jump ball. Gillespie will keep it on the arrow. 33.3 seconds for the game. Miners led by 6 at the half. Carthage DeVille won the third quarter, 13-6, led by a point. Gillespie retook the lead early in the fourth, only to see the Cavvies storm back. On the baseline, it will be Bertolino to throw in. Does so to Mix. Here's Grace. Top of the key and away from the ball. We've got the old moving screen. 20th turnover on Gillespie. We won't shoot free throws on the moving screen, but it is the 10th team foul. And they get Michaela Hayes with the personal, her second. In it goes to Seal, gets past Bertolino, off to Deneve. Clock running, 23 seconds. Staten back to Deneve. Swings it to Stewart, and the foul given on Sarah Deneve with 21 and a half seconds. Two free throws for Sarah Deneve. 42-37 Cavvies. That foul on Mix, her fifth, and for the senior, she has fouled out. So Mackenzie Mix played her final regular season game here at the pit, finishes with 10 points. Of course, Gillespie will be hosting a regional in a couple weeks' time. Free throw for Deneve rattles out. That was a soft rim out, too. Thought for sure that would stay down, but it did not. Second free throw. Taylor's into the lane. Doesn't matter. Deneve made the toss. 9 for Sarah Deneve. 43-37. Cavvies lead. 20 seconds ball game. Gillespie needs a 3 quickly. That ball's deflected out, off of Hayes, out of bounds. That's Carthage DeVille ball. The 21st Gillespie turnover. Going to be the second win of the year for Carthage DeVille over Gillespie. Both hard fought. Staten looking for Stewart. Ball's tipped out off of Carthage DeVille. It will be Gillespie ball with 14 seconds left. Miners will throw in the backcourt. They need to go quickly. 10 seconds. Taylor on the dribble with 8. Here's Hayes. Down it goes to Link. Out to Bertolino with 5. Ball fake. You got to get the shot up with 3. Hayes on the baseline to Link at the horn. No. And that is the ball game. Gillespie took way too much time. 2 possessions. And they used all the time. So your final score, Carthage DeVille 43. Gillespie 37. A good second half comeback for the Carthage DeVille Cavaliers. They win it tonight over Gillespie. We'll take a break. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.